so often, just when I'm alone. I'll feel when you
This
moan.
Is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Good evening to everyone out there. It is a very interesting day already, or has been, Project Camelot. We've been getting a lot of flack for the interview I did with Bill Brockbrader, who is also known as Bill Wood. And we are going to have him on here for the first 15 minutes or less, just to sort of share a couple statements, maybe talk briefly about some of the things that are going on out there and what we will be talking about on Saturday, just actually whatever he wants to say. So at this moment, I'm sort of waiting for him to come online. Bill, are you on there yet with me, or just, you know, they're trying to get him at the background. But meanwhile, if you don't know what's going on with Project Camelot and you're not familiar with the Bill Wood interview, he is an ex-Navy SEAL who has come forward with quite a jarring testimony about his above top secret exploits. And yes, I know that above top secret is not a category in and of itself for those technicians out there, but it is still above top secret technically as far as the clearance level that he was involved in. And so he was involved in bombing surreptitiously Iraq from 1991 to the year 2000, and all of that is explained in his video interview with me. I do have paperwork that backs up his release from the Navy. I do not have the paperwork that backs up his training as a SEAL, which a lot of Navy SEALs are very interested to know about. And so that's up to him to reveal. I do know that his clearance was such that it's quite possible his records were erased or withheld or whatever they do with that kind of thing. I just don't know. But we are receiving all kinds of, we're receiving a lot of kudos, but we're also receiving a lot of flack. And as a good friend of mine says, you never know you're out over the target until you start receiving flack. So we are indeed right over the target at this time. I've got quite a hissing going on in the background here, so I don't know if this is the greatest connection. Bill Wood, are you with me? Bill Brockbrader.
Yes, Bill Brockbrader, thank you.
Okay, yes, no problem.
Pseudonym.
Yes.
Yeah, this is they've been eliminated from my life, but that's okay.
Okay, well, you're obviously now able to come out under your own name. Originally, you did make the decision to have a pseudonym, and in many ways, you know, there's a certain element of trying to protect oneself involved in any pseudonym. Well, there's all kinds of things going on, as you know, and I appreciate you coming on the show for a couple minutes here. I have let everyone know. I have a regular guest who is standing by. Her name is Jalayla Starr. She will join us at the first break, which we will be talking for just the first 10 minutes, Bill, and then we have a break, and she will come on after that just for the listeners. So if you want to just address what people have been kind of going crazy out there, especially it appears to be the people that are affiliated with the military that seem to really be kind of going off the deep end here. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, the reality is we don't actually know who is, you know, doing all the work here. Certainly people that used to work for the military, and certainly we've seen a professional investigation service going after me, and they've pushed it to the level where NCIS is investigating, and I'm a little bit amazed that somebody who's just a lone nut has gotten such vehement attention and you know, such denial. It seems that the level of attention doesn't exactly match what they're saying, in my humble opinion. And it seems to exactly back up exactly what I've been saying, that I've got information that they do not want me to put out there to the world. And unfortunately for them, that information will be coming out, and it's going to be done in a very informative and cohesive manner when I have a couple of hours, because there's a tremendous amount of truth that needs to come out. And fully prepared, now that I have no worries about it leading back to family, friends, and anybody else that could be hurt by this information, because I've had assurances that if I put this information out, things are going to start going very well for America. So I'm very confident in what we're going to be talking about on Saturday.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. I think that this connection is not the best, but I think that you can be heard and understood at this moment. I do have a lot of people who want to hear more about your Navy SEAL background, and I do want to assure them that we're going to talk about that, from what I understand, on Saturday in more detail. Is that right, Bill?
That's correct. I have some very sensitive things that are that have to do with my training. Certainly, the people that I worked with in the military, I want to verify that I won't be compromising any of their situations or putting their lives in danger. And I certainly don't want them and their safety to be threatened by anything. So I've been asked by one of the people that's most responsible for looking out for my well-being to wait till Saturday to talk about that information, and so we can figure out if there's going to be an issue.
Okay. Thank you. Well, there is a lot of flack. We are taking a lot of flack at this end at Camelot. It seems that the latest it's on my blog for people that are interested in some of the problems that we're having at the moment, just in terms of who knows whether the person who is attacking us really has any kind of backing whatsoever or is telling the truth in any way. But I have been sort of brought up to speed with various people that, in many ways, the very thing that this whole thing was dedicated to, which was the NDAA, is actually being activated right at this moment by this interview. And therefore, we seem to have triggered a number of things having to do with what is the above top secret military industrial establishment that the sort of military industrial establishment below top secret doesn't want to recognize and has kind of been living in the dark with respect to for so many years that they basically convinced themselves that they were the ones on top. So I guess it's no fun to find out that you're not the ones in charge after all, if you had other illusions, but that's actually what's going on here. And there is a wake-up call for them, and there's going to be a wake-up call for the whole population out there very shortly here, and it is moving in a very escalated manner. So is there anything else you want to say while I've got you for these few moments, Bill, just about Saturday or about anything else in general?
I've been getting a lot of email comments about the mystery guest and who it's going to be, and I will put this out because there seems to be a lot of disinformation about this. We won't be talking to any men with funny accents. This is going to be a new guest, somebody you haven't heard from, and this particular person is an expert in the mind control problem that military personnel are dealing with as they get out of the military, and how that bleeds over into Hollywood. And amazing that I received information after our second interview, and I think people will be pretty impressed with the level of knowledge that this guest will have, and what this guest can bring to light about the situation with the military and how many people are getting out with for lack of a better word, being totally brainwashed and having the problems that I've been having with trying to be re-controlled, basically. I know the military wants nothing more right now than to get me back into a hospital or get me back into police custody so they can, again, pump me full of drugs and fix the damage that I've managed to repair on my own. And it's kind of funny that I was basically evaluated for being mind-controlled and brainwashed and kind of fit all the criteria. And some people around these parts are impressed that I've managed to find a way out of that illusion and remember a big part of my military career very clearly. So,
okay, well, yeah, and I'm sorry that we're getting a fair amount of interference. What I would like to say is, in light of the location that you're at, what we're going to need is a backup landline to back things up with what we try to do on Saturday, just in case there is substantial interference, as there seems to be at this exact moment. So what you're saying is that the mystery guest, you're not naming him, but he's an expert on military mind control. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say expert, but certainly studied in. I don't know if there's any experts that don't work outside of the military, but certainly this guest is well studied in military mind control and is going to offer a tremendous amount of information about opinions not just of military minds, but of also people that have identified this kind of mind control in different areas of America, and
okay,
particularly the mind control issues that Hollywood is suffering, or people that work in Hollywood suffer under. It's
okay.
Been enlightening to me.
Well, that should be very interesting. Okay, well, as far as what has been going on, I guess, is there any other sort of areas that you want to cover just briefly? We only have, probably a minute to go here, but is there anything you want to say just to the public before we move on here? And then we'll be back on Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific time with a live stream event with Bill Brockrader.
Yeah, I would like to just point out to people, and I'm sure it's obvious to most, but the level of blowback that I've been suffering, it seems to me and a lot of other people to be absolutely extraordinary. And I think that really should, be an indicator to people that if what everybody is saying negatively about me, that I'm just a big liar and I'm trying to, make a bunch of money, I would ask these two questions. Why put so much effort into a big liar? Why would the NCIS, who has no authority over people outside of the military, be investigating me? Why would private investigation firms, out of their goodness of their own heart, be coming after me? And why would the entire SEAL or ex-SEAL community seem to be rising up at once if, again, I was just some lone nut, somebody that's sent an email to both you and me, pointed out that they get 12 to 15 people claiming to be ex-Navy SEALs that aren't a day. Do all of these 12 to 15 people get all this attention? Or is it just the ones that probably are going to tell the truth, and the truth is going to come out, and it's the kind of truth that the powers that be, that the elite, the government, that Hollywood does not want to come out. Certainly, I also talked about my investigations between 2008 and 2011. Obviously, there's some very, very sensitive issues in there that people are quite desperate to keep a secret, and I quite frankly warned everybody to stay away from you know, my friends and my family, and my privacy was literally torn apart hours after the interview. So that information will be coming out.
Right. Okay, well, there we can say to people that there is a group that are supporting you and have given you a safe place. That much you can say at this time. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And on Saturday, I'll be giving more details about not where I am, but what I'm doing, the people that are supporting me, and plans for the very near future about using the information that I'm putting out to do some good in the world and hopefully affect some real changes in America.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bill Brockbrader, and I appreciate you coming on for the few minutes here. And I guess, you know, I don't think you have actually, do you have a website?
No, I don't have a website.
Okay.
I am doing this because it's the right thing to do. The secrets have reached a level where we are literally turned into a slave society. So I want everybody
okay.
to be aware. And that's it.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back with Jalay Lestar.
Thank you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of art. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul.
A visionary who predicted the financial crisis. A leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
JustAmerica.com reports gold prices paused Monday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,730 an ounce, silver $3,350. Price of gold is roaring back from its latest temporary correction, reports Forbes, sending the bears into full withdrawal. Gold, you see, is not a commodity like oil and copper and wheat. It's rather an alternative currency, as the supply of gold cannot keep up with paper money. Seems clear the bull market in gold is alive and well. Gold apparently is the Chinese priority for a safe haven. When slow economic growth leads to widespread monetary easing and fears of inflation, gold more than stocks, bonds, or real estate is obviously seen as the preferred way to store wealth. You could say gold is the hottest currency on earth. Central banks are also holding more gold in their reserves now than they have any time in the last 6 years. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call, toll free, 800-289-2646.
Warning. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe
Harry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are here on this Wednesday night, and we should be talking to Jalayla Starr. I'm sorry we had to start a bit late with you, Jalayla. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. So it's been a quite an interesting day for Camelot here, simply because of a lot of the sort of flack that's coming out in regard to the Bill Brockbrader interview I did recently. But I'd love to catch up and see what's going on with you. And so for the listeners who don't know your work and don't know what you've been doing all these years, could you give us sort of a short rundown?
Yeah. Almost 20 years ago, I started this work as a result of a dream, actually. A being came to me and said, we have work to do, and he said it and in such a profound manner that when I woke up, it's like, that's not a dream that you could possibly shake off and say, well, that was pretty wild, and go on with your life. It totally changed. It was just one of those things that changes your life. It stops you in your tracks and makes you rethink your whole reality. So, long story short, I walked away from a six-year career and business I was building. I was a single mom, not into anything spiritual, strictly an entrepreneur, and I started becoming a counselor and a channel for this individual who ended up, I later found out, was part of the Never Ruin group, which many people know of as the Anunnaki. From ancient times, of course, like many things on this planet, there's a lot of disinformation out there that casts a certain light on individuals in our past, and unless you do your research, you don't always know what the real reality is. You tend to just buy into whatever the hype they've been giving you. Anyway, over the next 3 years, I went through some training, and they began to, and then 3 years later, they told me who they really were. I didn't know in the beginning. I thought they were just spiritual masters. And what I found out that the work was they saw the future. And they said, future isn't just one timeline. They said, humans have been in this galaxy and in this universe for a long time. And what will play out on Earth in the future is actually the remnant of timelines from worlds the humans once existed on, in which they destroyed in their wars with other groups. And those timelines are woven into Earth's timeline now, and the events that we will see in the future will be played out, hopefully this time to a better conclusion. And over the years, I didn't know who they were and what all they represented until, you know, things transpired and I looked back and I was, oh, okay, I get it. So what they taught me was our galactic history, and they also taught me about the different races that are out there, and they helped me to understand the future. They taught me what I called the time, traveling the timelines, because I had no background in anything. And I later learned what's called remote viewing. And so I worked for 10 years on a mission with them to what they call do template work, where you go to different parts of the world and you do grid work, but you also recreate situations that they know are coming in the future. And this time with a group of people who were involved in the past timeline event that we're recreating, come to a compassionate conclusion, and that creates like a template or a placeholder so that when that event occurs in the future, there's something in the grid that humans can hook into to this time do it differently. I didn't understand that for years, and I never understood why I was being sent here or there. You know, you had to do a lot of things just on faith and knowing that, okay, well, it worked out last time, it'll work out this time. And so I wrote books about it, because it was just absolutely amazing. And, of course, you know, coming from a business background and no interest in anything spiritual, there's many times I was doing sanity checks thinking I have totally lost my mind. I mean, I lost everything else. I lost my reputation in the business world. I lost my daughter during that time. She was 4 years old. I pretty much lost everything to do this, but when they showed me the future at 3 o'clock in the morning for about 6 months, they wake me up every morning at 3 o'clock, and they would show me the future and say, these are the possibilities. This is what, and they weren't pretty. So they said, you know, we have a chance to possibly make a change. So I later found out after the mission was done that these people were actually the ancestors of the Anunnaki, and they were time travelers and what they call time healers. And their job was to weave those timelines of the dead planets, because these planets were destroyed. NASA's found the remnants of several of them now, in the Vega system, the Ceres system, and even in the Pleiadian system. And weave the dead timelines into Earth's timelines so that the souls from those realities, those worlds, can come here and incarnate and play out those events. So what we're seeing now is a repeat of what has happened before, not on just one planet, but over and over and over again. In fact, the whole artificial intelligence issue, which is now starting to come to the foreground, happened in the previous grand experiment, which Earth is the third of the grand experiments, as I understand it. So I think it's kind of interesting that that's now rearing its head. So does that kind of give you background?
I think that's very good. Yeah, that's a great sort of summary of where you've been and where you're coming from and some of the things, the territory that you've covered. What I'd like to talk about is a little bit more about why you think this timeline is different and what are the ingredients that make it different.
What makes it different is that it is a composite of all the other timelines that are woven into it and all the events. See, as they showed me, we played out these events on worlds over and over again because they're part of soul evolution. And we, as souls, we switch sides, you know. One time we'll be a reptilian, the next time we'll be a feline, the next time we'll be a human, the next time we'll be an artificial intelligence. We'll be, you know, we'll try different things as souls. Because you can't truly know something until you've seen and experienced all sides of it. So
Okay.
So that what makes the timeline different is that it is a composite of all the events and the timelines that brought about the demise of those worlds and could possibly bring about the demise of this world if we don't change. But good news is we are changing.
Okay, so, but I'm afraid that I find it very hard to believe that you're saying that some humans decide to incarnate as AI. That's kind of a stretch.
Well, it's because a lot of people don't understand that the AIs have been around for eons of time. In fact, every sentient race will at some point begin to create an artificial intelligence, and at some point, they will begin to endow it with their own characteristics and to the point that they have what they call a hybrid, part artificial intelligence, part organic. And at a certain point, that being can begin to hold a soul. There are some very old, ancient artificial intelligence races in the galaxy that now do have souls. Some of the new ones, of course, do not. When they first start out, they are all strictly, basically mechanical, if you will.
Okay. Well, from what I understand, and, you know, who knows what's exactly true in this regard, but there is a distinct difference also between what one might call mechanical life, and which is a loose sort of designation, but also AI. In other words, artificial intelligence is not mechanical life. There is a distinction there. And they don't one grow out of the other either. They are totally different. And in my understanding of the cosmos, actually artificial intelligence, android, that whole notion, it does not have a soul, and there's no way to merge a soul onto that. Now, yes, you can add artificial intelligence sort of pockets, just like we could carry a computer with us. You could embed a computer in us. That doesn't make it us. It's still a distinct thing, and it doesn't even make it, doesn't imbibe it with a soul just because it's in close proximity to us. It doesn't eventually grow a soul. It just doesn't. There's no. In fact, if anything, what we're talking about here is one of the biggest sort of areas of dissension within the universe. If you were going to have a discussion about anything at all, and you're going all the way back to source, then the discussion would be between what is source and what is not source. And actually, AI is in essence, is the very essence of not source, from my understanding. It is interesting that you're designating it differently. I assume it's because your contacts are telling you so. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, they showed me worlds where one of the biggest issues was over the AI situation, where the AIs had so evolved to the point that they could outlive, outwork, outthink, out everything their creators. There have been
well, just because you can outlive your creator doesn't make you part of the creator. In other words, doesn't give you a soul. In other words, that's not the essence of what it means to be a being with a soul, a being able to evolve. Do your contacts not acknowledge that there is a distinct difference between sort of races that are able to evolve with a soul and races that are actually robotic races that aren't able to generate a soul in any way, shape, or form? That's been their dilemma throughout time. And in fact, that's actually their challenge. That's what they'd like to overcome. However, thus far, it's not been possible for them to do so.
What they have said to me, and I agree with what you're saying, and there are races exactly like that. What they were showing me is there is, for lack of a better word, technology that is so far beyond that there comes a point when artificial intelligence can develop over time and crosses back into different organic beings, they can begin to hold a soul. Now, I'm not here to dispute whether or not that's correct. They're pretty old. They're pretty ancient. We don't know. We're kind of limited as far as our understanding. We can only, you know, gather what we can gather. But these beings are that I've worked with, you know, they're very, very ancient. And they said, we're showing you wars over this very thing. Because there was something that did eventually get to the point where they could develop a form of soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, I acknowledge that there are wars over this very thing. In fact, it is said that there is going to be, well, there's a beginnings of a war in our side of the universe. In fact, as cultures, worlds get to a certain level, they inevitably come up against this. And this is said to be even the Henoch prophecies that are part of the Billy Meyer material talk about this as an eventuality that we may have to face. And I, because I've investigated the Wingmaker material, you can appreciate that I've also gone down this road a bit myself. And so that information talks about this very thing again. It is something that's starting to sort of hone in on our universe, if you will. We do have issues in this regard, and I don't know if you know who Anthony Sanchez is.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, he's an investigator who was approached by a Lockheed Martin scientist who was on the run, and he was saying scientists were being killed off because they were rebelling after having built this Skynet system of nano satellites that are run by artificial intelligence. That they found out after doing a certain number of tests that there was a 30% chance that that those AI motivated satellites would turn on humanity, and then they decided to sort of rebel within that program, and as a result they were being killed. This particular scientist contacted Anthony Sanchez with this story. He was on the run. And has since gone underground, you know, has become either been killed or disappeared completely. It's something he wrote a book about, or he's writing a book about, and I'm actually going to do a live stream with him in this regard. It's a fascinating story, and it goes right down this line that we're now speaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, nothing is new in the universe.
Yeah, well,
that's what it means.
Yeah, I guess that's something coming right up. So we'll be right back after the break and talking more with Jalayla Starr about where she's going and what's going on.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table to figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly f***ed jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Turn on TuneIn and drop out with me, John Zaskota, on Stranger Advice. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on American Freedom Radio. Radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine.
Okay, I'm going to take my herb. Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to Jalayla Starr. Jalayla, are you still there?
I'm still here, Carrie.
Okay, great. So we also have a chat room, just FYI, and I'm going to encourage those people to type questions in all caps. If you'd like me to ask Jalayla anything, you're welcome to do so. And we also have a call-in line where people can call in. And so I'll at the break, I'll investigate getting that number. In the meanwhile, since we last talked, which I had you on my show about a year ago, and I'm just wondering, has anything new happened for you? In regard to your contacts, or have you gotten new information?
Well, let's see. Anything new? There's always something going on. But I guess you could say that they're kind of sitting back now. The major work that they wanted done is finished. And now it's, they're kind of sitting back and waiting to see what transpires. It's kind of strange to watch these things that I used to think at times, am I making this up? They're now happening. So so what they're having me do is just kind of provide additional support as things start to unravel. Because they used to tell me years ago, Carrie, they said the day will come when people, the change will happen so fast that people will literally be losing their minds. And I think we're starting to see that happen. Part of it is because the truth of what has occurred is coming out, and people are just going nuts with it. They just, they're angry. They don't know what to do. They want to make somebody pay. And, you know, that happened before on these other worlds. And the last time we ended up in big, huge wars and ended up destroying our worlds. We're hoping this time that with people such as yourself and others, that as the information gets divulged, that they can give people somewhere to go with their feelings. So that's kind of what they're waiting to see, is what do we do with the knowledge now that it's starting to come out? Because that's what all the work was done for. It was to prepare when humanity, because the time would come, they said, when everything that was hidden would be known. And when that happens, people are either going to take it in stride and handle it in a more conscious manner, or they're going to do what the other they did before, which was they would erupt in anger and they would want to destroy the people who did this to them, and they will have basically just repeated the past.
Sure. Well, there is going to have to be a great deal of amnesty and forgiveness. There's no doubt about that. But I agree with you. Things are certainly coming out, and of course, you know, Project Camelot has been very much involved in that whole process. In terms of your own work, I wonder what, when they're saying they're going to come, who is they exactly?
That they're going to come. They never said they're coming here.
Okay, I misunderstood you. I thought you just said that they were going to wait until the changes happened, and then they would come here or something of that nature.
Oh, no. They're not coming here. They're waiting to see how we respond to the changes, because that will determine. It's very hard for me to decide what to say and what not to say, because so much of what could be said requires a lot of background information to even kind of understand it. So bear with
me
if you will.
Well, you have to understand that you've got an audience here that's quite well versed in everything, just about. So we're not talking to an audience that is still questioning, you know, the possibility of these various off-worlders. They know of all the different races, et cetera, et cetera. So you can speak on as higher level as you wish to. And actually, we're at a juncture. My point of view also is that we're at a juncture where mincing words, you know, and keeping quiet is no longer helpful or advantageous to anybody on either side of the spectrum, ultimately. And so it needs to basically be the kind of thing where you're willing to talk about what's going on or what has gone on. So basically, you're not saying they're coming here. You're saying they're watching. Why are they watching, and who are they?
Okay, let's talk about who they are. I deal with two different groups. I deal with the beings that are on what you call Planet X, or I call Nibiru, and I deal with the ancient ancestors of not only them but us, who are from Lyra. And they are the time travelers, the time healers, what I call the 5D Nibiruans, on a planet that is fast approaching this part of the sector of of the galaxy. They are also aware. So you could say that the ninth dimensional Nibiruans, they are the gods, if you will, or the ancient. Don't even say the word gods. Cancel that. They are the ancient ancestors of the 5D Nibiruans that the 5D Nibiruans look up to and call upon, just like we call upon our guides, and many times we'll call upon our, you know, our ancient ancestors, like the Native Americans used to do, a lot of indigenous people, they call upon their ancient ancestors as well. So the ones who are observing are the time travelers and the time healers, the ancient ancestors. They are not coming here. The 5D Nibiruans, their planet is coming here. But they aren't going to stop off and come down and say hello. That is not their intention. The reason being is that we are at the end of a grand galactic cycle, and this is their time. This is the time when they have to step back, and they have to allow us to play out certain things on our own. You could say it's like the exam at the end of your college education, and you're going for your doctorate. Well, you have one big last test, and if you pass that test, you're done, you're graduate, you get your PhD. So we're at the point where we're getting ready to get our PhD. But what we're experiencing is something that is unprecedented on this planet. We're experiencing all of these different timelines full of events transpiring at the same time on this planet, at the very end. And we say it's the very end simply because at this point our planet crosses the galactic equator, which it does every 13-something thousand years, but we move into a new level, and everything accelerates. So this is a chance for us, before that happens, to have all these things culminate. We're seeing everything getting ready to go through a huge shift. So these 5D beings and these 9D beings are stepping back. They have sent people here to Earth. There's a lot of people involved with Nibiru, or in some way, involved with the races on Nibiru. And we've all done our work. We've done our grid work. We're working with whistleblowers. We're all doing our part to bring all this together and for this to happen. And hopefully what they're waiting for is to see if we can allow all these things to transpire, all this knowledge to be known, the shift in power go on, the big economic shift, on the planet, all these things to happen, and this time not erupt in war.
Okay.
If we can do that, we will have graduated.
Okay, well, in a sense, you don't know anything, I'm sure, about my recent whistleblower, but he is talking about a convergence, what he calls a convergence of the timelines. That's something that has also been seen in other places. And I'm not sure whether you would use those exact words for what you're talking about.
That's a very good terminology. Yes, that's very good.
It sounds very similar. Absolutely.
It is exactly what we're talking about.
And what I like to tell people or raise with people is the idea that when somebody uses that term, convergence, it is not meaning that something, one of those so-called timelines, that it's almost like, if you could imagine threads being woven together to make a rope. There are many threads going into that rope, many timelines. And if they are converging, that means they are, in essence, merging, and that there are lots of incidents that will continue coming from those various timelines. And perhaps certain ones will overtake the others if they are of the same vibration, I would imagine. Just like if you have two colors of blue and they merge, you tend to get a color that is maybe a heightened blue, but it's still a blue. So in that sense, that a convergence, it does not mean that one overtakes the other. And so it's an interesting conundrum. How it plays out, I don't know personally, obviously, but I think we're all going to find that out. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm not afraid to Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transcending an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Power of the ancient Lord hearts.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jalay Lestar about, well, about the Dragonborn and about the Anunnaki and AI, et cetera, the future of the human race is in the balance at the moment, and I think that many people will be very, very aware of that. I think that we do have a bright future for humanity. I think it's going to be quite a complex one, however. So right before the break, we were talking about the different strands of timelines and the idea of convergence, and you were talking about how you think that a lot of the timelines will be manifesting, as you called it. Is that right?
Yeah, events from each of the timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And the events in particular are the ones that occurred right before the end of these worlds. The events that were going on that brought about the final decisions to just basically obliterate each other. So that's what we're going to see, and we're seeing those playing out. And I wrote about all this to kind of like, so that it would all begin to make sense to people. For example, what's going on in the Middle East right now is, you know, over Iraq and Iran and the oil and the, you know, the Iraqi dinar revaluing. And of course, it's Iraq is old Sumer. It's the ancient Anunnaki or Nibiruan stronghold. All of that occurred on one of these worlds. It's like a repeat. What's going on with the AI situation is a repeat of another one of the worlds in the Palladian system when the final wars were over AIs. My mind is going blank here. But in any case, the events that are happening all over the world are simply repeats of those events. And you are right, not one of them is going to supersede the other one. But what has to happen is we have to get to these extremes where we see extreme darkness and we see extreme light all occurring simultaneously. And that gives people a chance to choose which way they're going to go. And it also brings all these timelines to fruition. It's all happening simultaneously. This is the greatest experience in the galaxy. I mean, they're lining up out there to watch this show to see which way we're going to end up. And what's going to be cool is that everybody's going to end up in a version of reality that is slightly different, but you'll see groups that end up together because their versions are so close to each other. So what we see on the other side of all this is going to be different for different people. Some people are going to experience extreme catastrophe, and some people are going to experience a fairly great life. They're going to have made certain shifts, and they're going to achieve certain levels of understanding. And what will determine that is how much they can integrate the light and the dark, and in this case, by choosing how they're going to respond to all these events that are going to transpire at the same time.
Okay, and that's very well said. I would say that that's even accurate, though, even as we speak now. On a certain level, that's how you determine the people that you are interacting with, are the people whose version of reality you share to some degree. And the people that you don't even talk to are often people that you don't share their version of reality. I mean, these multiple timelines exist simultaneously as we speak. So I do believe that we are going towards a sort of a convergence and a heightening of all of this. And that there is an aspect of it, which is, you might call it the X factor, which has to do with consciousness. And so that's where the sort of the significant change, I think, is going to make itself felt. But I do believe that we are going to see quite a few bizarre incidents go on. And because we do share this reality, in other words, there are many realities, but we also share the larger reality. So then we hear on our news, so we're going to hear about people who are having experiences different than ours. Not always. I mean, in some cases, we won't hear about them at all. Mm-hmm. And I think that there will also be things where people's people are, in a sense, shifting into different levels of reality. And you could call that, you know, going from the third to the fourth to the fifth or whatever. Or you could call that also a thinning of the veil between those realities. For some people, the veil stays quite thick, I believe. And for others, it's becoming thin even as we speak now. But I am getting a lot of questions here in the chat. And would you mind if I ask you some of these questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. but before I do so, just let me say that, you know, we're on the last hour of the show. And if you had come on my show because you had something specifically you wanted to talk about or address, and we haven't even grazed that area, please feel free to first make whatever statements you'd like to make as a preliminary before I start taking questions.
Well, there is something that I felt that I needed to come on and say. That's why when you emailed, I thought, this is interesting that she would email looking for, you know, to invite people to come back on. The thing that I was asked to share with people is that right now what we're going to be seeing even more, I mean, it started to happen, but we're going to see even more, is they call it the great, that's what I can come up with, is culling. They said right now, as all these things begin to transpire, you've had all these light workers, all these star seeds, who've had the opportunity to get trained, to become aware, to awaken. And this is the time that we were all trained for. What we do at this time, how we respond to these events as they come forward, is going to determine the collective reality. They said don't wait until the end of 2012 and think that that's going to be, you know, the big deciding factor. We're deciding every single day what the end of 2012 is going to be. We're doing it now. It's similar to going through a lunch line. And as you go through the lunch line and you make your choices, you end up at the end of the lunch line with a tray full of food, or we'll just say in this case, opportunities, and they will become your collective reality. So you're not going to just end up there and all of a sudden see a reality. You're choosing it as you go down the line. And this is the year when all these choices will be made, because the major events that we have been building toward are all going to happen in the next 10 months.
Okay.
So be aware of how and what you're choosing every single day, because every thought goes on that plate.
Yes, you know, and I think that's quite valid. And I think perhaps the people that are certainly in the chat and listening, but the people that will hear this later on when it's an archived show, and hopefully people will be listening in, basically will be acknowledging that in their own way. And I think that's a very important statement in terms of, In other words, we are making our choices right now.
Yeah, and they
we
said,
are
when you make your choices
that.
Over things that are going to occur or are occurring, you see them on TV, the thing they want us to remember is to ask, is there a higher perspective in this? Is there a reason that this is going on that perhaps we cannot see? Is the dark ultimately serving the light? And if so, how is it? Because if we cannot find compassion for the people playing these dark roles, the global elite, if you will, the corrupt bankers, these are souls who signed up to play those roles. And they are not living in the life of joy and excitement and happiness that we think they are. They're living in velvet prisons. Many of them are in these bloodlines, and to escape means death. Death to the people they care about. And for some of them, yes, they drive around in Rolls Royces and Jaguars, and they fly around on private planes, but they live in their own version of hell. And their time is coming to an end. And many of them are beginning to figure it out. That's why you see so many defecting. And they're like the Nazi SS officers after the war in Germany. You know, how are we going to treat them? That is going to determine whether we graduate.
Well, I think that that's a very important statement. You know, and I just wish that more people would sort of view it that way. I'm afraid that there are groups out there that don't have quite that same perspective. In other words, they're not realizing that these souls chose that path, and that in a sense, you know, their life was their own reward for it, and it was not a reward in the sense that you may think it is. And what they're going to experience even going forward is going to be more of that. And so, you know, the universe has a way of revealing itself. And in this case, I think one of the terminologies for what we're experiencing and what we're going to be experiencing is called the Great Revealing. And I've always liked that phrase because I think that it does sort of hit the nail on the head as to what goes on. And for people, in other words, the revealing will also show that what looked like a very sort of an idealistic path was not idealistic, and that there was a lot of sort of hardship and heartbreak in what appeared to be sort of wealth and privilege, if you will. And so we do get to sort of, people will begin to see behind the curtains, people that haven't in the past, perhaps. But there is also that element that has to do with people not being able to balance all of this information simultaneously, because it is coming fast and furious, and it will continue to do so. And then there may also be jarring changes that enter their lives and cause them to have to deal, you know, kind of be fast on their feet when they may not be on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very fascinating time that we're in. There's no doubt about it. I do believe that there is a lot of defection, as you call it, and I actually call them the same thing. I say they're defectors. I always invite them over. Because what people maybe don't realize a lot of times, and this happens when I speak at conferences, is I begin to get the picture that people don't really understand what is a whistleblower. A whistleblower is a soul who chose to actually enter the dark side and work on the dark side for a certain period of time, and then to come out and tell about it. That was their path. And in some cases, they also vacillate terribly. They step out for a minute, they get scared, they go back, and consequently they are playing all kinds of roles and all kinds of sort of deceptive games with people, because they haven't quite, you know, in their own mind kind of come to it, some kind of clear space where they understand. They're really sort of testing the waters. There are those that will vacillate their entire lifetime. There are others who will go into the dark side with a clear purpose, come out with their clear purpose, and go into the side of the light. And they have, in essence, the light. And they are to be committed for that. So it's a very complex picture. And I appreciate that you have the perspective that you do from there. I think that you need, you know, a person needs to have a sort of a long view nowadays, if you're looking at any of this. And when you start to narrow in too deeply on the personal level, I think that you may miss the bigger picture, and you may miss what's even really going on in your own life, because you're sort of focusing too low.
Right. Well, that's really kind of what the 19 everyone, they're the ones who step back and they observe the bigger picture. In fact, that's what they trained me on, was the bigger picture. And that's kind of been my role the whole time, was to kind of work on it I had to work on specific things, but to look at all the timelines and see the bigger picture and write about it. And then when these things start to transpire as they are now, because, see, I kind of stepped back. I'm kind of semi-retired now. They said, you're done. You know, you finished what we wanted you to do. Now these things have to transpire. And all we want you to do is just keep reminding people, hey, remember, this is a game. This is a game of the highest order. It's how souls evolve. And you guys are at the end of a very long college education. And this is the time that you can graduate, but you're going to have to go through this, and it's going to appear to be hopeless, and you know, you might as well just give up and shoot yourself. It's going to appear that way, but it's like at Kamambo when the initiates would jump into the pool of water with the alligators, and they had to learn to use their inner eye to find the door, because if they use their regular eyes, then go toward what they thought was the door, they end up running out of breath. Well, we are the initiates now ready to jump into the pool. Some of us are going to use our inner eye, and we're going to make it, and some of us are not. And so that's part of the reason I came on this show, was to do this part of the work, which is to remind people, hey, yes, all these things are happening. And yes, these people who are doing these radio shows and putting themselves out there and at risk to provide a forum for the whistleblowers, everybody's doing their part to get this information out there, but don't get caught up in that. Don't get stuck.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll be right back with Jalayla Starr.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust. There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
He
he seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut 5 departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
CisAmerica.com reports gold prices paused Monday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,730 an ounce, silver $3,350. Price of gold is roaring back from its latest temporary correction, reports Forbes, sending the bears into full withdrawal. Gold, you see, is not a commodity like oil and copper and wheat. It's rather an alternative currency, as the supply of gold cannot keep up with paper money. Seems clear the bull market in gold is alive and well. Gold apparently is the Chinese priority for a safe haven. When slow economic growth leads to widespread monetary easing and fears of inflation, gold, more than stocks, bonds, or real estate, is obviously seen as the preferred way to store wealth. You could say gold is the hottest currency on earth. Central banks are also holding more gold in their reserves now than they have any time in the last 6 years. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call, toll free, 800-289-2646.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jalayla Starr. And Jalayla, what at this moment, thank you for covering the area that you were hoping to cover. And I would like to go to the questions, but do you feel that you've covered everything?
As far as I can think of right now, yeah. More might come to me as people ask questions. Sometimes when I get information from them, I don't get a clear picture, Carrie, until somebody asks the right question, and it all kind of opens up. You kind of know what that's like.
Yes, absolutely. I certainly do know, and I think that's well. Let's just wait and see if there's a question here that triggers some of that. So I believe one person is asking. If you want to give any more detail about things that will happen in the next coming months, have you been shown anything specific that you would like to address?
Oh, I think we're going to see a big shift financially. And what's going to be interesting is that it's set up right now where there'll be people who will come out of it better than they've ever been in their life, and there will be people who will be absolutely devastated by it. And what will determine it is whether or not they can see through all of the bull, if you will, that is being put around it, because it will appear right now that it's a scam because the powers that be don't want the average person involved. So this is one of those things where, once again, you're choosing, and you'll be made aware of it if you have to be made aware of it, but you'll have to look outside the box to really understand it. And if you do and you take advantage of it, then you will end up in a good place. So in the area of finances, you will have put on your plate that you will have abundance. It's, you know, it's all, so many light workers said, well, we were promised abundance. Yeah, you were promised abundance, but you will have to choose it at a time. It'll be one of those things that you'll have to choose for yourself, and you'll have to work through whatever, you know, disinformation and rhetoric is put around it to see the opportunity when it is presented. They're not going to come down and hand you a sack of gold. That's not the way it works.
Exactly. I think that that's a very good point, and I think that maybe that could be extrapolated out into every decision a person makes at this time. In other words, things will come your way, and at that point, you will have a choice to make, and mm-hmm. your choice will also be colored by the way you see that event. And you can choose to see it in a number of ways. And if you also realize even that we choose to see the way we do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is fascinating when you really pull back and you sort of look at the spectrum and you look at all the different points of view and how they're coming across. And it can be very useful to take a stand. I often hear people say, well, you know, see all the points of view. And I think that that's very good, but it doesn't lessen the importance to a soul of taking a stand. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's written about in the Upanishads in India specifically in the Bhagavad Gita. And I think a lot of people misunderstand the meaning behind the Bhagavad Gita, which is a very important story to our time, even.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with that kind of a choice that you make, and the fact that you may see all sides, you may even know why something's happening the way it is, but then ultimately you have to make your choice as to where you stand with this soul at this time in this circumstance. And weighing all the variables. It's not an easy time, you know, it's not an easy choice, but there is a great deal, as you said. In other words, you can't do it with just logic alone. That's so important.
Mm-hmm. And right now, the higher decisions that at the end of the lunch line will give you a tray a tray of opportunities that will be the life that you said you wanted. They're all surrounded right now, for the most part, by lots of disinformation and a lot of fear. And you've got to sift through all that stuff to see what that choice really is. This is really for, you know, we're not newbies at this game. I think we're all very old souls. And this is our ultimate exam. This is our ultimate multiple choice.
Okay. So someone here is asking about DNA upgrades. A couple people want you to discuss DNA. Do you have anything to say about DNA?
Oh, wow. That's one of the first things we worked on when they first contacted me was DNA. But what I will say, because I don't want to really get into that too much, is that we don't believe that anybody can alter your DNA for you. Not the way that we're trying to do it as far as soul evolution. It requires emotional clearing. It requires being able to experience an event, and instead of feeling like you're the victim of it, find out what that event is trying to show you. And when you can achieve compassion, which is acceptance for whatever that was, because you understand that it had a purpose. You don't have to like it, but you have to value it. You have to say, well, I don't like it, but it really taught me something great. Like, I didn't like going to college, but, hey, I learned a lot, and I got a degree, and my life is better for it. So when you can step out of the victimhood of the situation and in so doing reclaim your power from it and be appreciative of what it taught you, you have achieved the highest choice. You have made the highest choice, and you will reap the benefits from it. that, as you alter, as you do that over and over again with all the things in your life that upset you, irritate you, freak you out, make you angry, you will come to a place of peace. And every time you do that, you are taking that old issue out of your DNA. And what you're replacing it with light. I mean, it's no longer there. So carbon, when you achieve compassion, as Greg Braden has now explained to us through quantum medicine, the one frequency that can alter carbon to crystalline is compassion. It is the highest frequency because it is the nullifying frequency. It means there is no polarity. It just is. It is basically synonymous with the number 9, the Fibonacci spiral. It's the number of the void, beginning and ending. So when you can achieve that place where, okay, it just is, it's not about it's wrong, then you have removed that from your DNA, and in that space is light. That's the DNA upgrade. But you've got to make that choice. No one can go in there and do that for you, and you get any benefit from it. Does that
okay,
make sense?
Well, it does, and yet I think that there might be a twist there that I wouldn't necessarily agree completely with, but I think that at this moment there's value in that. And what I kind of might reiterate that in a little bit different terminology. I think the listeners might understand that there's no doubt whatsoever that bringing compassion into the situation is absolutely a releasing of the energy and allowing of the energy to become what it is and to understand it for what it is. And in a sense, it becomes a non-threat at that point. In a sense, the same thing could be said. In another word, it's basically bringing love into the equation. So if we love whatever it is, and that does not mean giving away your power or sending it love so that it can become stronger and you weaker. There are some very important distinctions that have to be made in this kind of a action. And I think that this is part of the challenge. And obviously, it also determines whether the soul is ready to kind of advance in many ways. And you know, you're going to know that because you get all of the different facets of the action. So just because you love something, you may not understand what it means to love. And I think humans kind of get lost in that word. And so I do think compassion can be perhaps a better word to use because it begins to sort of separate it out. I think people start to understand what compassion might mean from a different perspective because there's a certain amount of sympathy and understanding that's implied in compassion that sometimes is not implied in love. People tend to get a little bit too gooey over love and miss, sometimes love with intelligence is much more of a tough love than people are ready to accept, at least on this planet. But it's all worthwhile sort of getting into that. Someone is asking if you know if some Anunnaki never left the Earth and are still here living among us. If so, what role are they playing?
The only one who didn't leave was Marduk. And because he was banned from ever going home for his, bringing the astronauts to Earth to marry the human women. So he broke Nibelungen law when he did that. What role is he playing? Well, he defected as far as I know. I was told back in 1999, I got a message that he defected and he's running from the people who put him in, who he'd been working with because he realized they were going to betray him and they were fourth dimensional. Actually, they were, some of them were beyond fourth dimensional. And, so he wasn't working against his family, but he certainly wasn't working for him and he wasn't working against them. He was just on the run. That's what they said. So I don't know what he's doing. He is I've heard, I know this may sound a little crazy, but when you deal with these beings, you deal with the whole family. You don't deal with just parts of the family. So I've heard from different ones at different times. And so I don't really know what he's doing now. I hear from him ever so often through different people that he says that he has a family tie to. And strange things happen to those people, I tell you. They very, very strange. But anyway, I don't know what he's doing now. He's the only one I know that is still on the planet simply because he cannot go home. He was on Mars for a while, but he can't go home now. So
okay.
He's not on the Mars base anymore.
That's interesting. I'm not sure that that's the same information that some other groups have, but let's go with that because that's what you've been told. At the moment, someone wants to know if you want to discuss how to open the third eye.
No, not really. That's too in-depth.
Okay. How do they contact you and speak to you? That's another question.
Telepathically.
Okay, do you want to describe, like, some of your encounters? In other words, are you just driving a car and suddenly you get a telepathic message, or do you have to be in a quiet place, et cetera, et cetera?
It can happen anywhere, anytime.
Okay. And is it still happening on a regular basis now?
No.
Okay.
Ever since I finished the bulk of my work, they kind of stepped back and given me some space so I can go back and live a life. I mean, my life for almost 15 or at least 12 years was all about that work, living in that reality, and trying in some ways to function in a regular 3D normal reality because I have a daughter, and I have family, and so now that I'm done, I'm actually stepping back and reconnecting with my family and with my daughter and trying to carry on and enjoy, as they said, the good things that 3D has to offer. And then in a semi-retired state, continue to provide support as people start to somewhat unravel as things begin to transpire.
Okay, and maybe you can address, I don't know if you want to address this, but some people are, experiencing a lot of tumult during this time, and you say how they're going to unravel, and we've heard that as well at Camelot. And do you want to describe perhaps sort of ways in which they can kind of maintain contact with this earth and understanding what's happening to them when we come right back after this break?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Just past Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Jalayla Starr. We were just saying right before the break, Jalayla, that people were asking, I think in a sense, how to deal with these times. What is your advice to give them in terms of, you know, sort of making sure that they don't, in a sense, lose it as things kind of get come at them fast and furious, if you will?
Take a deep breath. You know, and when you, and I have to do it myself. When I see certain things on TV, and I'm like, oh my God, that just sounds, it just sounds hopeless. And I had to remind myself, of course, that's the way they said it would be. It would appear that there is no way out, that, you know, the powers that be are going to control it, they're going to continue to control it, and there's no hope for us. But the way that we change things and the way that we change this game is that when these events transpire, that we find out that they were involved in, where they've taken something from us and hurt and supposedly, you know, and harmed us in some way, to instead of react in anger and want to lash out, that's when we have our chance to go inward and say, okay, what are they showing me about myself? Because remember, their job is to play the game and show us a mirror. Whatever they do to us is something that we are doing to ourselves. They just simply are playing it out on the bigger stage, out, you know, out publicly, but we're already doing it. They are our mirror. And if we can own what we're doing to ourselves and to each other that they are doing to us, then we, and then we can step back and not be angry with them, because we realize, hey, how can I blame them or judge them if I'm doing it too? And the moment that we can shift from that anger into, okay, I get it, that moment we have just shifted something in the mass consciousness. We have achieved what I call compassion, because compassion is not from our perspective. It is not about mercy. It is not about seeking to right the wrong. It is simply being able to see the bigger picture and understand that everything is happening for a reason, and finding the value in what appears to be dark and what appears to be bad. And in this case, it is what it's showing you is what you're doing to yourself, what we're doing to each other. And the moment you make that choice to step back and not feel that anger, and instead have understanding, you have just had a tremendous impact on the reality. If 20 people did that, they will make a tremendous impact on the reality. And if a million people did that, the Global League would no longer have to continue doing their role for much longer. We could end this game. If everybody could wake up and realize that it is a game and that these guys are souls playing roles, and say, okay, thanks, I appreciate it, you did a great job, you almost got me, you really almost got me. Thanks, I get it. I was doing these things to myself. This deal would be over.
Okay, so I'm looking for more questions in this chat here, just to see if there's a chance to just grab a few more. Someone is asking if you think that Obama is a good guy or will suddenly become a good guy.
Well, I know. That's a big question. I think he's one of those who's having to play both sides. Will he be able to, in the end, pull it off? I don't know. I don't know which way. I wrote about him years ago when he first came into office, and from the perspective of the ancient Nibiru ruins, and they said, listen, he's going to play both sides of the fence because that's his job. But how he ends up playing that is really, you know, up to him. We don't know until the final act.
Okay, fair enough. Let me see if there's any other questions this sounds a little bit like it's kind of like a question that you in a sense answered, but how has contact changed your life in the direction it took?
Oh my gosh. So many ways. I mean, I would have been, an entrepreneur and a mom and had a normal 3D life, and this totally changed everything. It changed my consciousness. It changed everything.
Okay. Another question. What do you think about Dolores Cannon's, her contacts, the people that she regresses, several of them talk about a new Earth and a splitting of the Earths. Do you sort of subscribe to that perspective?
I believe that there are going to be different versions of Earth after 2012. And that's what I'm talking about. It's the different realities. And everybody's going to end up based on their personal choices that they made. And of course, that's going to, they're going to be enough that, like I said earlier, are of the same similar vibration that they'll become a reality of their own. And they'll be able to see the other realities, but it's sort of like being in the, you know, watching the tsunami that happened back, what, in 2004, 2005, and watching it on TV and being a part of it. If you didn't need the experience, you weren't there. But if you needed the experience, you were there. So a lot of people...
I think that I just want to sort of highlight those, the wording of that, because I often like to talk about that, which is that if you, you know, that we all chose to be here now. And so we're having the experience that we want to have. And so if we acknowledge that, if you understand that you're choosing this experience, I think that's so crucial to it, it. The other things follow out of that. Even compassion follows out of that, is understanding that you chose to be here now, undergoing this experience.
It's hard.
And that's hard, especially when
empowered.
It's a hard, when it's a so-called negative experience.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to be empowered because that means you have to take full responsibility for everything that happens in your life. You can't be selective. You gotta accept responsibility for creating or co-creating every single event. That's why I so often said, you know what, I really don't think that this whole thing about being empowered is all it's cracked up to be, because I have to forgo the right to whine. I just want to be a victim once. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, and it doesn't, it's often because people really want to take credit for good things that happen. They just don't want to take credit for bad things that happen.
No.
So it's, you know, they're totally willing to come out and get all ego over the good things that are going on in their life, you know?
It's
just very interesting. Okay, let me see if we've got anything else here. Something about the Zetas, I don't know. Do you want to address the fact that the Zetas say that you are invalid? That's their wording, not mine.
No, I don't. Yeah. Not really.
Well, I think they think I'm disinfo anyway, so that's all good. Let's see if there's anything else here that we can kind of... Oh, the Archons. Do you view the Archons as the AI? Where do you place them?
Now, that's a term I'm not familiar with. Archon?
Okay, that comes, I believe that comes out of the Henoch, not Henoch, but J.J. Hertog, I'm not sure for sure. I think also maybe the Scientologists go after the Archon concept. But it's just a word for different. Oh, my dog's barking. I'm very sorry about this. Anyway,
he's saying he's giving us the answers. What he's doing?
Yeah. Well, what's happening is that my animals are all of a sudden very fascinated by this discussion. So they've come into the living room, and my cat is teasing my dog, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay. Well, we're not. You don't really know that terminology, so maybe we won't go into that direction. Let me see. I don't know. There are people who are, you know, what's interesting is there's a big thing about survival and creating safe places, going to safe places, stocking up on 3D sorts of things as water and food and so on and so forth. Do you want to address any of that?
Yeah, that's a really good one to address. You know, here's the thing. There's a certain point when fear has a value, like when you walk across the street. You want to look both ways because if everything has a value, fear then would have a value. And in that case, it would keep you safe. But the question is, where do we cross the line in having healthy fear and having unhealthy fear? Well, I think that the whole idea of, you know, stocking up and everything, what I was told to do was to... Do you hear the music in the background?
Yeah, we're at the end of the show. I'm very sorry, Jalayla. It's been lovely having you here. Thank you so much. Please go to her website, and I know that they've heard you up to this moment at any rate. So thank you very much for the show.
Well, maybe another time, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.